Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. When you decided to write this book, Choose Joy, Because Happiness Isn't Enough, I know as an author as well, he has to do it in me before he'll do it through me, that I have to wrestle it to the ground, and then all of a sudden I'll come through it and go, okay, there's something here. Talk about just that journey to the point where you thought, I have to write about choosing joy.
Well, as I say in the book, it was a difficult season for me. Our son was not doing well, and the struggle just intensified, and I realized that my faith, as usual, wasn't going to cut it, that perhaps we were headed for some very dark times. I couldn't control the outcomes of what happened to him as much as I wanted to. And I found my joy threatened by the circumstances of our lives. They just felt very bleak. And I've always struggled with a low level of depression as long as I can remember. I've never not had a low level of depression. And somehow those two came together. The fact that I had always struggled with depression, wasn't really sure I knew what joy was, and it was facing circumstances that were overwhelming to me. And I would read the Bible, and it just felt like something gigantic was missing. It's like, what does Paul know that I don't know? What does James know that I don't know? What did King David know? These are men who lived with hardship, men who did not have easy lives in many ways, and yet they could talk about joy. And I looked at my life, and I was like, what is missing here? And finally just decided that the Bible was either true when it talked about joy, or it was all a lie, and we should all just, you know, fold up our tents and go home. And of course, I knew that couldn't be the option, so it had to be true. But I had to figure out how it was true and why it was true and why I was missing it. So I began to dig into Scripture in an earnest way to pull out the truths and the principles and the stories that would unlock for me why joy was missing in my life. And in that process, I discovered I pretty much had it all backwards.
And we, most of us have it backwards, don't we? Because that opening quote that I read from your book, I think we sort of settle into that belief without wrestling it to the ground. You were put in a position to have to wrestle it to the ground. But it's almost easier, Kay, to think, well, it was handed out to a lucky few, and I guess I just wasn't one of them.